Thank you, Barbara. Good morning, all. I'm going to go in here and hang on to stuff. Wonderful, beautiful morning. What a celebration. You know, we need to be mindful of other people. I understand there are some people that are traumatized by this time of the year. They have an unreasonable fear of Santa. It's called claustrophobia. Yeah. Thank you for your gentle and reassuring laughter there. But on the back of the bulletin, you find some of the things going on this week coming up. A pretty momentous week. We're excited. Are you excited?
Yes.
That was not very exciting. Be aware that we do have different hours as the holidays are in the midst. Pia and I are going to try and spend a little time with our families after Christmas and whatever. Also be aware that the Tongans will be here every night between Christmas and New Year. Is that right?
Starting New Year's, first day of the year.
Starting the first day of the year.
Through the first Friday.
So they will be here every evening, worshiping and gathering, praying. Celebrate them. Be aware of that going on. Other things for the good of the order. What announcements do we have? Did you have something, Mark? Please, come to a microphone.
So I just want to let everybody know, you can read in the bulletin that next week the ensemble is doing a cantata. The title of the cantata is called Candles. So what is written in the bulletin is not correct. That's what we're doing for the evening service. So, but please come out, enjoy the cantata. The ensemble has been working very hard on this. So show us some love and we'll love you back. Thank you.
Amen. Christmas Eve, two worship services. That's a bonus, that's lovely. Music and candles and celebrations of the Lord's birth. I don't see any other announcements. If there are any, I don't see any hands going up. I don't see anybody preparing for that. So we must be ready for the morning. Are we ready? That was a little tentative, but we'll go with it. Stand if you will, wave hello to one another. And Nalu is going to lead us in the call to worship.
Please remain standing as we join together in this morning's call to worship. Brothers and sisters, join me in worship of our Lord. God of December, darkness, and Christmas light, hear our words of praise and worship. Lord God, deepen our longing for your Holy Spirit. Heighten our expectation and make pregnant our hope. God of December, darkness, and Christmas light, journey with us during these days so that we may center ourselves upon the birth and Bethlehem. Please remain standing as we join into our first hymn. It came upon a midnight clear on item number 218.
Touch them.
I invite you to be seated.
This morning, we light the Advent candles of peace and hope. Today's candle is joy. Joy is humanity's response to the love our Savior has for us. Joy is loving one another in the same way. In Luke, Jesus tells us, "Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." We celebrate the third Advent candle, the candle of joy. May we share the joy we find in our risen Lord in this season of celebration, of birth, and of gifts.
All right. We're now read our scripture, Isaiah 61, 1 through 4, 8 through 11. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to release the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who proclaim, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, and to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, to display his glory. They will build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities and the devastation of many generations. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known among nations, and their offspring among peoples. All who see them will acknowledge that they are a people whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For the Lord brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all nations. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Ms. Diana. Thank you, Ensemble. By way of prayer time, on the back of the bulletin, you see our list of prayers. They are long, but we are hopeful in many of those cases of healing and of rejuvenation. Do you have updates, or do you have other prayers of concern to lift this morning? Michael, if you would come down here to Don Larson. We're going back to Pai of Calamini in the back first.
Hi, I'm just asking for prayers for Takai's granddaughter. She's going to have an operation after Christmas. Her name is Leah.
Leah having an operation after Christmas. Okay. Don Larson here, please.
I have a update on my dad. We're hoping that he will be home from rehab on Wednesday and back at his home. He's doing better, getting stronger.
Okay.
And we are going to leaving tomorrow to spend Christmas with our daughter and granddaughter and son-in-law in Alaska.
I mean, that'll be cool. Behind you, Ruella Contour.
I asked for prayers, I think last week, for a cousin who died. And this week I got word that I have another cousin in hospice, not expected to live for, she's expected to die any day. So prayers for our family.
And what is her first name?
All that. Artie, A-R-T-I-E, Artie.
Artie.
Mm-hmm.
Prayers for Artie, whose time here is growing close.
Yep.
Amen, thank you.
I think she just had her 84th birthday while she was in, as soon as she went into hospice, like a day after she went into hospice. So.
84 years of celebration.
84 years old, yeah. So she's had a good life, but still sad to lose them. For sure.
Okay, thank you, Ruella. Other concerns? Rich Neer, stand if you will, brother.
I, I see it is touched on the back of the bulletin, but I just wanted to say that I've learned that Steve Boyles has fully recovered. He was in such very bad shape a couple weeks ago, but he's just like brand new, I guess.
Amen.
So we can celebrate that.
Praise God. And thank you very much, Richard. Others. Ellen, behind you, Mike. Ellen Smith, doctor.
Just a reminder, and it is in the bulletin, has been for a few weeks, we are going to be doing punch and cookies after service on Christmas Eve. So for those that like to bake, feel free to bring in what you like. We'll share whatever we get. It'll be a lot of fun. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Please.
This past week, two major construction projects have gone up in flames here in the city of Aurora, one farther out south and east, and one right up across from Anschutz campus. And I want us to remember that. I don't know if we have an arsonist in our midst or what, but I do know that a lot of firefighters have to respond to those fires, and so I just want to pray for them.
Thank you. Yeah, to let you know, Barbara's papa was a fire chief, and so firefighters and emergency responders deserve our prayerful consideration. Amen? Amen. All right. Thank you, Barbara. Other concerns? By way of celebrations, I received a letter from Jim Polliard. Howdy. I hope you all are having a safe and healthy year. Jason, Smokey, and I are 99% settled in Arizona. Weather is sunny and dry. Temps in the morning are 20 to 35 and rise to 55 to 65 outside during the day. But very important, no snow. So, pledged to us a celebration, and we are glad to hear of him. We are we have a strong online presence, and we don't always acknowledge them enough. But be aware, not everyone can get here, but with our recent technological developments, we are able to reach a lot of people, a lot of people. So thank you for that. Other celebrations in our midst. Ms. Paya has something. Mike?
Hello, hello. It's me again. My sister, Jean Silolo Mapu, who lives in Hawaii, today's her birthday. She's been struggling a lot with a lot of things, so we pray for her, please. And also this week, Lavinia Kofe's birthday is on the 22nd. She's hiding here in the back.
Lavinia is hiding, but her birthday is on the 22nd. All right, you can hide, but you can't.
It doesn't work that way.
You can't completely get away from the candles and birthdays, they do come. Celebrating birthdays with her next, this coming Monday, tomorrow, Carol Ottenreed has a birthday. Saturday, Holly Armstrong will have a birthday. She's sharing it with Shirley Grandall. I don't have any others. Other birthdays, anniversaries, nope. Celebrations, mile markers. I don't see any others. So we celebrate all of those. We lift them, those milestones that you share with God. Family, we celebrate all. Any other prayers? I don't want to stop us early. Let's join together in our unison prayers. You find it printed in your bulletin. Most precious Lord, we humbly beseech thee to hear our prayers. Lord, you are ever present, and your gifts to us are awesome. You know those who are hurting. We lift prayers for them. Guide us that we will always return thanks to you as the giver of all that is good. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be gracious unto you. We celebrate you, Lord. We celebrate your greatness, your ever-present spirit with us. And amidst trials and tribulations and fears and anxieties, we can pause as faithful ones and know that you are God and your hand will guide us. There have been anxious things occurring. There have been sadnesses. There have been losses. There are wars and rumors of war, especially this week. And as we move toward Christmas, we pause to acknowledge those who are caregivers, police, fire, doctors, nurses. We especially pause and acknowledge our those who are serving their country, who are far from home. Sometimes it's hard to find a Christmas tree in the desert. May the love of Christ and the celebration of Christmas be to all of those, from our hearts to them. And in this season, we pause as we are about the business of gifting and gifts and preparation, and that we might understand the gifts we've received, even as we are prepared to share the gifts that we have with those of our loved ones, with one another. Lord, we give thank you for this church and for the leadership, for the people who helped build this place, who have gifted it to us. We give thanks for the spirit among us that makes this a Christian gathering. We give thanks, Lord, for this season, that as the darkness continues to grow longer and longer, that we know that the light is coming into the world. We pause to celebrate. We pause to know that the sun is coming among us. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, come among us, be among us, lead us, and empower us. Gather with us as we gather together in the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we prepare for our offertory, our offering plates are in the back. We hope that you will give generously, that we might be about the mission of the work of the church. And I saw a bit of news for moms who have come together to welcome refugees. Highland Hills Moms and Neighbors, and they have 300 giving units, families that have gathered around and that are helping some of those who have had to escape from their homelands for whatever reasons, and who have come here. Just as Jesus and Joseph and Mary had to leave their homes and travel to Egypt, they were aliens in the land, and the Egyptians took them in and cared for them. I'm going to try and find out if there's a way that we can help support this group, Highland Mothers and Neighbors. Their article was on the newspaper. They have a website, but there's no way in the world I can figure out how to get a hold of them or how to donate. But especially this Christmas, I want to be sure that I'm taking a portion of what God has given me and giving it back, specifically aimed at those less fortunate. Always able to give to UM Corps. Always, the UM Corps is always there first and best. But we hope that you have a moment as you've celebrated God's gifts and graces and offer some of your own. Let's take a moment as Barbara lifts her offertory.
Before I ask you to stand and listen to, join with me in the John, the scripture, I was sitting over here thinking, you know, I had a celebration that I should have talked about. I don't know how many of you know it, but about 3 weeks ago, maybe almost four, I had COVID and I was sick. But thanks to a wonderful sister who's a nurse, thanks to Kaiser who couldn't get me my medicine, I survived on orange juice and vitamin C tablets, and I feel great today. So just want to know there is hope. Okay, if you'll join me now and stand for the reading of the scripture of John, chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 and 19 through 28. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is a testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Well, who are you? Let's have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Elijah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees, and they asked him, "Then why are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who's coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals." This took place in Bethany across the Jordan where John was baptizing. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I'm in the wrong place, but we can all be seated except for the kiddos who are going to come forward for the song, or stand if you want to get your aerobics. We all need to do those, but Stephanie, come lead us and lead the kiddos in our action song, our vacation Bible school song.
Thank you.
If you're not already, you may be seated. I will be sharing today's message from our gospel reading today from the section John chapter 1, verses 19 through 28. But before I continue, I wanted to thank Pastor Peter for giving me the opportunity to stand before you to sow the seed, and thank all of you for your continued support for the Tonga Fellowship and Pastor Neo's ministry. My sermon title, The Advent Voice. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts and thoughts of our minds be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Well, here we are, family and friends. We have arrived to the third Sunday of Advent. 2 weeks ago, right there in the back of the church, Pastor Peter and I shared in a conversation the matter of my preaching today. And it was during our conversation that Pastor Peter threw a word out there that was completely foreign to my ears. The word was Gaudete. I went home, and later that same day, I had figured that I'd better familiarize myself with the scripture readings for today. You see, the United Methodist Church has an internet website, www.discipleship.org. And it is here where you can find a complete listing of any Sunday's lectionary scriptures. And also attached to each Sunday's lectionary is a theme specific for that Sunday. Dr. Lisa Hancock, Director of Worship Arts Ministries for the United Methodist Church, provides our theme for today as our fierce joy. Our fierce joy. Now, I have to tell you, at this point of my life, the only thing that's really fierce anymore is hunger. But allow me to share a small portion of Dr. Hancock's insight regarding today's theme. She writes, Gaudete Sunday gets its name from the opening words of the Latin introit commonly used for the third Sunday of Advent in the Roman Catholic Church. Rejoice in the Lord always. It is also called Rose Sunday because it was appropriate for the celebrant to wear rose-colored vestments. Today, this tradition is reflected in many Protestant congregations through the lighting of the pink candle on the Advent wreath. In conclusion, Dr. Hancock states, in the midst of all the traditions, let Gaudete Sunday also be a practice session, a rehearsal, a preparation for living with fierce joy. Living with fierce joy in the midst of the tension of the now and the not yet. Isn't that an interesting concept? Fierce joy in the tension of the now and the not yet. Just like many of you, I am a consumer of news and information. And all over the place we see Russia, Ukraine, Israel, Hamas, and the resulting humanitarian crisis that comes along with these sorts of conflicts. Here in our very own community, elevated crime rates, and my heart breaks for the homeless. My heart aches for those immigrants who have come to this great country desperate for just a future with hope. Fierce joy? Where does that fit in to the world we live in today? John the Baptist, son of the priest Zechariah, and his mother was Elizabeth. Elizabeth was said to be a relative of the Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus. Elizabeth and Zechariah had been unable to have their own children. The angel Gabriel appeared to Zechariah one day and told him that he and Elizabeth were to have a son. Zechariah questioned the validity of the angel Gabriel's claim. And in return for Zechariah's display of doubt, angel Gabriel made Zechariah deaf and mute for the term of Elizabeth's pregnancy. The birth of Jesus and the birth of John the Baptist, were both preceded by angelic declaration. And Jesus, of course, being the product of the Immaculate Conception, and also both births were foretold by Old Testament prophecies. But let's move to today's gospel reading, John chapter 1, verse 19. We arrive to John the Baptist being questioned. It may have been more like an interrogation by the priests and Levites sent from Jerusalem to seek out this individual who was preaching. You must repent and turn from your ways of old and prepare for the coming of the Messiah. The delegation of interrogators was looking for this person whom they heard was performing baptisms of repentance. Now, picture John the Baptist. He's not dressed in the normal attire that was commonly worn during that time. He was wearing a camel hair robe with a leather belt at the waist. The Mennonite vow he had taken prevented him from cutting his hair and shaving. So based on appearance alone, John the Baptist, he was an eyeful. Verse 19, the first question asked, "Who are you?" John the Baptist answered, "I am not the Messiah." They asked, "What then? Are you Elijah?" Elijah. Well, let's back up to the book of the prophet Malachi, chapter 4, verse 5. God tells Malachi, "Lo, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord." They asked John the Baptist, "Is that you? Are you Elijah?" You see, the delegation of interrogators are in the process of eliminating the possibilities of John the Baptist being the fulfillment of an Old Testament prophecy. The next question they ask him, "Are you the prophet?" Prophet? What prophet? Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15. Moses declares that there will be an unnamed prophet that will rise up from among the people. John the Baptist is asked, "Is that you?" "No," he replies. The questioning continues, "Well then, who are you? What are you up to? If you're not the Messiah, if you're not Elijah, if you're not the prophet, then what do you say about yourself?" John answered in verse 23, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." By the way, John the Baptist is directly quoting the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 3. In saying that, he's saying that, you know, John the Baptist assumes the role of messenger. Jesus is here as the word. John the Baptist is here as the voice. Verse 25, the questioning continues. "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" Verse 26, John answers, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know." Just think about that for a second. This delegation of priests and Levites sent out of Jerusalem to locate and question John the Baptist were among the most versed. They were among the most scholarly. They were amongst the most knowledgeable. Their entire existence revolved around their knowledge and their memorization of the scriptures. They were in the synagogue every day, all day, studying, reading, reading, studying. These guys knew their stuff inside and out. And then John the Baptist comes along and tells them, "Among you stands one whom you do not know." There's something you do not know. That had to have been like a slap in the face for the delegation from Jerusalem. How is this camel hair wearing, locust eating guy gonna act like he knows this stuff better than us? Let me frame it like this. If I were to frequently go to the gym, would that automatically mean that I was fit or in shape? No, it wouldn't. If I were to frequently attend church, read and study, study and read, would that automatically make me a Christian? Each one of us can only answer for ourselves. But it's astonishing how whole societies throughout biblical history have fallen. The hearts of these societies had gotten colder. Outlook had gotten darker. Yet they managed to keep every law, but continued to move further and further and further away from God. Make straight the way of the Lord. Get your heart right. His coming is near. Allow light into those dark places that we've been keeping dark. Allow warmth into those places that we've kept cold. You see, knowing Christ personally, it opens the door for inner change. The more I know Jesus, the more I know that he loves me. The more I know Jesus, the more I know that he loves you. That is the love which is given freely to us, regardless of immigration status, regardless of living situation, regardless if you're experiencing unexplainable grief and loss as a victim surviving in one of the war-torn regions abroad. To be a voice crying out in the wilderness, to be a messenger, to be a facilitator and a reciprocator of love, that is exactly what he expects from you and what he expects from me. John the Baptist eating locusts while wearing his camel hair robe was questioned. Are you the Messiah? Nope. Are you Elijah? Nope. Are you the prophet? Nope. But one thing that cannot be overlooked is John the Baptist did not hesitate to humbly and faithfully point out the way to the true Messiah. During this time of Advent, make straight the way of the Lord. Prepare your heart and get it right. You see, today, we've been blessed to receive this guideline to follow. What is my role? Messenger. What is my attitude? Humility. We're called to be a voice. And today, on December 17th, 2023, Gaudete Sunday, I declare with fierce joy, I declare with the Advent voice, make straight the way of the Lord. His coming is near. Amen. I ask that you please rise as we join in our closing hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem, on item number 230, as Diana leads us in singing that hymn. We've been called to be that voice, family and friends. This Advent season, let's go out there and make straight the path of the way of the Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Wait. Join hands.
Come on, join hands.
And God's people said, amen.